All right, back to it now. Thank you for being here on Earth Day. Yeah, very exciting, isn't it? Earth Day 2024. I think I'll have a steak and maybe something a little stronger for a beverage. We'll see. My next guest, Pete Hoekstra, former U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration, served 18 years in the House, was the House Intelligence Committee chair, and he's back with me now this morning as he is on Mondays. Pete, nice to have you here.
Always good to be with you. Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciated. All right, so I want to get to a couple of things you mentioned, but I've got to ask you about what happened on Saturday with the House passing $61 billion more for Ukraine, $28 billion for Israel, $8 billion for Taiwan, and God only knows whatever else. Not a nickel for our border, Pete. People are outraged. I'm one of them. What do you say about this?
I'd say I'm kind of with Mr. Gruber on this. I thought that the position that Republicans had taken consistently as aid for Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan was being discussed, that the leverage point that Republicans were going to take was, we're going to work to secure the Ukrainian border. We're going to provide money to secure and keep Israel safe. And in exchange for that, we are going to secure our own border. And the end result...
We didn't do that, did we, Pete? We got nothing. We got nothing.
And the end result on Saturday, we got absolutely nothing to secure our own border. I spent a lot of time in the House, and this one kind of baffles me. I thought we had a strong leverage point that we could have gotten at least something to do with border security and keep Americans safe.
Is anybody working in Congress that cares about us, Pete? That's what people are asking. And look, that's a rhetorical question. I'll just let it hang out there. Let people decide for themselves. But you're with me on this. Look, we got nothing in return.
Yeah, I am. The other concern on this, Steve, again, is, you know, it's close to $100 billion that we don't have that is not paid for.
Right.
And you say, what do you mean it's not paid for? You know, the government's going to pay for it. Yeah, but they're not collecting the tax dollars. You know, you have this massive government spending, and you would think that another leverage point could have been, well, we'll spend the money on these now more urgent priorities, and we're going to find $100 billion of spending somewhere else that we will no longer spend. And we'll transfer the money over it. I don't think Saturday was one of the better days for Congress. It's going to be interesting to listen to the rationale from our colleagues on both sides of the aisle in terms of, you know, why. Now, I know the Democrats...
I don't get it, Pete. I don't get it at all. We'll leave that there for now because I want to get to something else that I find really important. Because this was warned... At the end of World War II, Pete, Dwight Eisenhower made German citizens walk by Buchenwald, Auschwitz, Dachau, all of them, made reporters come in and look at what they had found to catalog it, to memorialize it forever so people wouldn't forget. Because he said, if you don't show the world what happened here, they'll flood with propaganda and pretend it never happened. And I'm looking at the campus of Columbia University, among other places, where these pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protesters are saying, the Holocaust never happened, and Jewish students fled Columbia University over the weekend for fear of their lives. Dwight Eisenhower was right, Pete. People have forgotten the atrocities of World War II and Nazi Germany and what was done to people, including the Jewish population, right?
It's really frightening, and I think the more frightening thing is that it's not localized. It is all over the country. You know, it's Columbia. It's the bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. It's in Florida. And the hate towards a religious group, a people, the Jewish community in the United States. And then you go overseas where, you know, there's the pictures and the reporting of what's happening in London. It's very frightening, and it's only going to be a period of time. I don't know whether it's going to be hours, days, or weeks where you're going to see this turn into violence, where, you know, young people who are, you know, hey, they're going to school, they're having a good time, they're learning, they're preparing for their lives, and we're going to find that, you know, this is going to result in violence. You know, young people or...
How do you get it back under control? That's the question. You've got members of Congress, Congresswoman Fox, a Republican, demanding that they get this campus under control, get security back on this campus, get things under control. Because right now, the Democrats and these universities seem completely helpless and hopeless to do anything about stopping what's going to be... I agree with you, Pete. There's going to be violence, and it's not going to be good. And it's going to be Jewish students on the receiving end, it looks like. How do we not have control of our campuses?
Yeah, I mean, the you got this along with the stuff coming across the border. There's stories today about homelessness, a Supreme Court case. You know, people in our government are letting... You know, there's a new reality here. It used to be when... You know, hey, you live in your community. You know, we talk with our kids. I could ride around town on my bicycle wherever I wanted to go, and my mom and dad never have to worry about it. For some reason, personal security of our citizens is no longer a priority. We are threatened by illegal aliens crossing the border. We're threatened by this violence. And this starts at the top in terms of, you know, when you ask, but how do you get control of it? You get control of it by, number one, maybe doing exactly what Governor DeSantis did in Florida. He, you know, when they protested and they tried to block the highways and I guess some bridges.
He didn't stand for it.
The police went in and said, sorry, can't do this. This is illegal.
Here in Michigan,
you're going to jail.
The state police, there was a whole line of cars going to block the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit. And the state police up there said, no, that's not happening today. I mean, actually, it didn't get a lot of coverage, but it happened here. They said, no, not today.
Yeah.
So we need to get this under control. Yeah, we've got to get this under control. So much more to talk about with you. I wish we had a little more time today, but that's it, Pete. Greatly appreciate your info, your insights. Thank you, sir.
Great. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Pete. Big trouble on college campuses. He's right. It's not localized. It's not isolated. It's everywhere. All right. Coming up, I want to talk about your money, some investing. Oh, and look at some treasures in your pocket. Look at some treasures in your pocket with Tom Coulson from Liberty Coins. Yeah, he's going to tell us what's up. I'll be back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.